In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Jesus, today's reading, he cast out the demons of this man, but I love the very ending of it when Jesus says, "Go throughout the country and tell people what Jesus has done for you." That ought to be the 11th commandment. I think we all need to go out into the country and tell folks what Jesus has done for us. That's evangelism 101 right there. That's how you grow a church. That's how you share your faith. And we've all have stories. We all have stories of what Jesus has done for us, what God has done for us. We've all had trials and tribulations. We've all dealt with hurts. We all had great joys. We've all had pains. We've all had difficult relationships. We've all had maybe mental demons we've had to overcome through help with a counselor or stuff like that. And we've all had times where we have felt utterly hopeless and helpless in our lives. At least I know I have. And we've all had those times where we had to get on our knees and say, "Help me, Jesus, help me. I can't do this on my own. I need help." And really help. Not the kind of help, when I say help, a lot of times we want help, but we won't help the way we want the help. You understand what I'm saying? And that's really not help, because we want things to be our way. When I'm talking about help, that if you have a situation where you come to your bitter end and you're like, anything, whatever it is, send me the help, Lord. And that help comes. It might not come the way you expect it, the way you want it, the way you need it. But we all have those stories. That's one of the things that makes going to a 12-step group so powerful, or AA meeting or such as that. It's not them preaching at you about how to do it. Those people are telling you of how, through working the steps and turning their will over to the care of God, and a lot of it's to Christians, but it doesn't have to be, but in that sense of over to God, how God, what that has done for them. And then the people hear that, and they go, "That's real. It's not somebody sitting there trying to tell me how to live my life. That's somebody showing me how God has helped them, and that I'm invited to live into that as well." Well, that's what Jesus was telling this man. He used the story of actual demons, but you can metaphorically take it to a lot of things. How does God, in your life, your relationship with God, you know, we have it right there. Go tell the people. You know, find ways. It's not like maybe like some, you know, wearing the white shirts and going around to everybody, but, you know, have that smile on your face. Find ways to invite people to church by what you do, who you are, the smile thing. You know, this is where I know that I am loved by a God who loves me, by coming here to this church and honoring it and being in this community, the church, and going forth and showing the love of God to each other and to myself, by sharing in the sacraments, by being fed of the body and blood of Christ. It's not a secret. We've got our 11th commandment, just like that guy today's story. Go and tell people what I've done for you. We've all had things that Jesus has done for us. We've all placed our lives in the care of God. Let that be your witness. Show that joy. Say, "Yeah, this is about being a part of God and God's life." It's something you are really missing out on if you're not a part of it. You're alone. You're not a part of God and God's life. And we want people to come and be a part of this. We're not an exclusive group. We're inclusive. We want everybody to come and share in God's life. Whether they do it here or some other church is fine with me, but I'd much rather them do it here. We got a great thing going. So today, you know, be proactive. Take that story of today and realize that, you know, God has done for you a lot more than you may realize. And then when you get in touch with that, gratitude comes into our hearts. Because a lot of times when I'm angry or fearful, it's because I'm not grateful. I'm not thinking about the love of God in my life and all of the things I can be grateful for. I'm usually mad at something or someone or something or something. Who knows? And if I make that list of gratitude, then I can say, wow, you know, the Lord is working in my life a lot more than I realize. You know, I got 3 squares. I got a family who loves me. I got a church community. I'm out of the rain. I got a few friends. I can call somebody if I need help. And so on and so on. You can make a list and say, you know, the Lord is good. God is good. How can I convey that in my daily life to the people I meet in the street? That God is good. And do what Jesus told that man. Go and tell people what he's done for me. That's it. That's evangelism in a nutshell. And I ask you to get in touch with the Christ in you and know how much you are loved. And go and tell people what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. Amen.